And now Dial, the soap that stops odor before it starts, presents Dial Dave Garraway.
Hey, this might turn out to be a long day, you know. No use in working too hard about it too easy. So maybe we thought we could come along to your house and we could all take it off together. Connie Russell and Jack Haskell and Art Van Dratt and his breezy bunch. And for staling cool and comfortable all day long, let me suggest there's nothing that I know of like a morning tub or shower with our friend Dial Soap. The deodorant soap that keeps you clean and fresh all around the clock. Because it washes away any old worries you might have about perspiration odor. Just make it a regular daily habit and you'll feel as good as Connie says.
Dial, that's D-I-A-L, Dial Soap. The newest, nicest way to stay free from odor, safe all day.
Well, sir?
Hey, Buster, huh? I just found out something pretty interesting. Dick Riedel, folks in the audience, that's a guy who's losing his hair back there in the control room. He just had another baby.
Oh, well.
I don't know what where's the cigar, Richard?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know what the kid looks like, but those are fine-looking cigars he's passing out. I smoked mine, inhaled every drag, got sick. Fine.
Congratulations, Dick. I didn't know about that. Hey, there's a book out, speaking of what you didn't know about. And this book is just a compilation of all the crazy laws. Well, they sound crazy anyhow, that there are in this country. And you sit up nights and wonder how legislators make laws like these. Out in Kansas, for example, do you know there's a law that says when two trains approach each other at a crossing, they shall both come to a full stop, and neither one shall start up until the other one is gone. Doesn't say what part of Kansas, I guess all over. There's one up in North Dakota that I sort of like. It just says that nobody is allowed to sleep in a cheese factory. Unless the cheese is enclosed in packages, then it's all right. It's a real good book. It's in your bookstore. Do you want to go around and look at that? You'll have lots of fun seeing all the laws you're violating every day. One of which is not to have Jack Haskell sing other than the first number, huh? What is it going to be, Father?
Sposen.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Supposin' I should fall in love with you, do you think that you could love me too? Supposin' I should hold you and caress you, would it impress you or distress you? Supposin' I should say for you I yearn, would you think I'm speaking out of turn? And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you. And supposing I declare it, would you take my love and share it? I'm not supposing I'm in love with you.
Well, that wasn't so hard now, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Not at all. I saw a clipping in the paper that sort of frightened me this morning. The old days, I'm afraid, are really gone forever. You don't see hitching posts anymore, and you don't see many crystal radio sets, and women smoke cigarettes right out in public now, and some men have even stopped wearing sleeve garters. But the last step I saw in the UP wire this morning, it says, Eskimos no longer trade for beads. That's pretty serious. Not only on the bead makers is it tough, but think of the poor cartoonists. They won't be able to make jokes about Eskimos trading for beads any longer. You know how those old lovely jokes went. A trader walks up to an Eskimo and says, friend, I'll give you two pair of beads for that pile of blubber. And then the Eskimo says, that's no pile of blubber. That's my wife. You could bury it for any relative in the family. But no longer. The article says that smart Eskimos these days don't go for beads. They want little trinkets like prefabricated houses and snowmobiles and junk like that. Fresh frozen hot water would be a hot little item up there to trade on.
Who doesn't wear sleeve garters?
Well, I said some. Just some fellas. They don't hurt much, do they? No, no. They look nice on you.
They make my little fingers turn blue, though.
Wearing a neck garter, too, are they? Well. Connie,
yes.
Does it hurt much?
No.
Connie's got a big, frightening look. I'm going to tell about it.
Oh, this is Dave!
A big, frightening bruise that she got yesterday in a rehearsal of a love scene. She opens in South Pacific next month, and Dick Eastham is so strong and so Enzo Pinza that he bruised our little girl, and I just want you to know it doesn't hurt much. I don't think you can even hear it in her voice.
How long is forever? I thought that I knew. Then you broke your promise to always be true. You said you would love me forever, sweetheart. How long is forever when now we're apart? The vine-covered cottage you said we would share is only a cottage with rooms that are bare. How long is forever? I wish that I knew, for I will be waiting forever for you.
I tell you, someday a guy's going to write me a letter and say, Dial has just washed out the national debt. It's amazing, the number of new ideas that come in the mail about what Dial soap will do. Got one from a gentleman I don't know, named Roy Flannery, down in Akron, Ohio, and he says that his family lives on a lake and they do a lot of fishing, and before the time they used Dial, they had an awful time removing the fishy smell from their hands after a successful trip. But he goes on to say that Dial removes fish odor like nothing else they've ever tried, short of amputation. Well, bless his heart. A whole lot of people have written me saying that washing with Dial soap takes away onion odors during cooking and afterward. And my reaction is okay if it does it for you. I don't know why it would have any such effect. I don't claim that Dial is going to get rid of any kind of odor at all except the kind that comes from perspiration. And that it positively will not only get rid of, it prevents it from ever starting. That's what Dial soap is designed to do. That's what Armour and Company have carefully put AT7 into it for. And that's what it really does do. Stops odor before it starts. Removes the basic cause, which are little skin bacteria. Just your regular daily bath with Dial will keep you fresh and clean around the clock. Comes in two delectable sizes now, the handy complexion size and the great big old bath size. Mild and fragrant, and it may work on onions too. AT7 does it. Arthur, I didn't have a telegram from my old friend Duke Ellington asking you to play I'm Beginning to See the Light this morning. Are you going to play it anyhow?
Yeah.
All right. Gee, those old oven controls really have a bounce to them, built right in someplace. That one's... I'm beginning to see the light. A couple days ago, I got in the mail a large package with some pretty ghastly-looking shirts in. And I didn't order any shirts, and there was a little thing inside that said, "We are shipping you these shirts on approval. Please return them at once or send us some dough for them." Well, now I got to go to the post office and fool around and mailing this junk back to the people I didn't want. Or I thought I had. And then I happened across a little article in the current Coronet magazine yesterday. And that's a big racket these days. $100 million a year people make by wrapping up stuff that people didn't order and sending it to them and saying, "Please buy this or send it back to us." What an idea. You don't have to. If anybody mails you a package containing junk you didn't order, like handkerchiefs or knickknacks or neckties or jewelry or whatnot, you don't have to send him any money for it at all. You're under no obligation to do anything about unordered merchandise. You don't even have to send it back. All you have to do is keep it a reasonable length of time and they either throw it away or give it away. In fact, if they ever ask for it back, you got a perfectly good legal right to charge them storage for it. Like maybe $100 a day. So if you get stuff you didn't order in the mail, remember, you don't have to do anything about it. Just sit and look at it and whistle. Including my shirts, which I'm going to whistle at real loud. You going to sing the duet while I think about those shirts? I hope it comes out better.
Right on the chorus. I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why.
Because I've been there once or twice.
I keep tossing in my sleep at
night.
And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
Well, don't move a muscle. We got Muscle Mover Prentice over here to do it for you. And Connie, and a little song about another fine armor product. Hey, Connie.
It's the secret of you, chiffon soap flakes. The secret of you, for everything you wash by hand, including your hands.
Yes, you'll find chiffon soap flakes is a real secret of youth for lingerie and all the nice things you wash by hand.
And for your hands in the dishpan, too. Why, those chiffon suds are so thick and rich and satiny, your hands know when chiffon's in the dishpan, and they show it, too.
And no wonder. Chiffon is not like those synthetic suds that dry out natural oils from your skin. Instead, chiffon is pure soap. No pure soap was ever made. Yes, chiffon is so mild and gentle, it really is a secret of youth that keeps hands looking youthfully soft and smooth. You'll see when you do dishes with pure chiffon.
It's the secret of you, chiffon soap flakes. The secret of you, for everything you wash by hand, including your hands.
You know what a bachelor girl is, don't you? Well, that's a girl who's still looking for a bachelor. I thought everybody knew that. And I just hope you know we'll be around tomorrow about this same place and time, old dear, until which time, some love and peace.
Tomorrow and each weekday at this same time, Armour and Company invite you to dial Dave Garraway.
Tonight, Mr. D.A. and the Big Story provide mystery excitement on NBC.